I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The immigration debate in Washington has gotten plenty of ink and broadcast time. And in Colorado, time on stage, too. A play about the struggles of undocumented youth just wrapped up a successful run in Denver. The play is based on a book by Helen Thorpe, the separated wife of Colorado's governor. The World's Jason Margolis has our story.
The story, Just Like Us, is about four young women from Mexico. They were all brought to Colorado as young children by their parents, illegally. As they grow up, their fortunes start to change. Two of the teens get papers to remain in the U.S. legally. Two don't. The play begins with all four teenagers getting ready for prom. An older Latina woman is doing their hair.
You're going to El College?
Trying. That way there's a white lady sitting in the corner taking notes.
Oh, hello. That's Helen.
Helen Thorpe.
Helen is a reporter.
A very respected journalist.
She's writing a book.
A book about us.
I wanted to give people an opportunity who had no firsthand experience of this to really walk miles and miles in the shoes of these young people.
That's the real-life journalist Helen Thorpe, who wrote the book Just Like Us. She followed the young Mexican women for 5 years.
I found that the debate over immigration law was so incredibly superficial. Generally, people didn't even understand the laws that they were debating. So I wanted to engage readers to capture their attention by how dynamic and vibrant and charismatic these young people were, and then slip a lot of immigration law along. I wanted the reader to care about them as human beings and then understand the immigration predicament that they caught themselves in. And then I wanted the reader to make up his or her own mind about what they think the law should be.
Right. And how did this become a play? I mean, whose idea was it?
Yeah, no, it wasn't my idea. I actually was really surprised when I got an email from Kent Thompson at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts, and he wanted to commission a playwright to write a play based on my book. And he had the idea to get Karen Zacharias involved.
I am a Mexican immigrant myself, and I am a straight-A student like these girls. And this was a story that I do not see on stage, the story of the good girls, the story of the hardworking families, the story of not the gangs and the barrio and all of that, but the story of millions and millions of people who are in this country just working and trying to get through every day.
In the story, the two undocumented teens can't qualify for scholarships or in-state tuition. They watch as their childhood friends, those with papers, go off to college. But then their luck turns. Benefactors emerge, including a prominent Republican backer, to pay for the women to go to the University of Denver. In college, the women hide their legal status. It's a tense time in Colorado when former Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo leads the call to tighten immigration controls. His speeches on that are in the play. It's also a time when a Denver cop is killed by an undocumented Mexican immigrant. Overall, though, the play is a sympathetic portrayal of the young women, and by extension, undocumented immigrants. Playwright Karen Zacharias says she felt a visceral connection to the women. When I saw it, the 700-seat theater was sold out, and many in the audience, a racially diverse crowd, were crying.
People are moved because theater humanizes an issue. And seeing those four young ladies on stage night after night, you can't help but think, oh, this is not just politics. There's people.
The play has its share of critics, though, and Mexican actress Junwen Pardo knows that. She plays one of the women without papers.
Her name is Maricela, and she's a firecracker.
Maricela is brash and outspoken and dreams of going to law school. But after college graduation, she puts that dream on hold while she raises a child. In the play, the character of Helen Thorpe, the journalist, seems disappointed in Maricela's choices. Pardo describes how this scene played out one night in the theater.
There's a moment where I say, so you think that excelling at school is American and being pregnant is Mexican? And this guy said, well, that's the truth. But he screamed it from the audience. That day I was so fired up because it was just like, it was right there.
Of course, Maricela isn't a fictional character. The real Maricela has seen the play 5 times. We met outside the theater, and I asked her how she deals with people like this heckler.
That's a very hard question. Sometimes I feel like those people, it's not even worth spending our time on. I don't think that you can really change people's minds who are that hateful.
I also met the real-life Yadira, the other undocumented woman depicted in the play. Yadira's mom brought her to the U.S. from Mexico when she was 3. She's now 27. I asked her why her family should get a pass to stay in the U.S. when they came here illegally.
Our parents and many parents come into this country to give their children a better life. We came to this country because it was a matter of survival.
In one particularly moving scene, Yadira's mom, a single working mother of 3, is caught using a phony ID. Rather than risk time in a detention center and then likely deportation, Yadira's mom tearfully says goodbye to her family and boards a bus for Mexico.
In the play, it shows her leaving pregnant. So I've never met my little sister. So it would be life-changing for me to be able to meet my little sister and see my mom again.
When was the last time you saw your mom?
Since she left in 2005. Yeah.
Stories like this of family separations and deportations have skyrocketed during President Obama's administration. But Yadira got some good news last week. She qualified for President Obama's program called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It basically blocks the deportation of young people like her who are in good standing. But Yadira still lacks certain rights. For example, she can't travel legally to visit her mom in Mexico. The real-life Maricela got tired of living this way. Her husband is a U.S. citizen, but that doesn't give her an automatic right to become one, too. Because she was living here illegally, Maricela first had to leave the country, come clean, then apply to return. There's no guarantees, though. For some couples, the wait to come back can be 10 years or longer.
So we ended up taking the risk, and I did leave. It was almost a year of waiting in Mexico. My husband lost his job. My son went back and forth. It was a very traumatizing experience, but they approved it. And I'm back.
Maricela now does multicultural outreach work at public schools in Denver and has a 2-year provisional visa. I asked her if she's now sleeping better at night.
Oh, yes. It's changed my life in so many ways. But at times, though, I feel like some sort of guilt and privilege because so many of my friends and family members and millions don't have the same opportunity that I have.
The play Just Like Us has finished its 1-month run in Denver. The people invested in it told me they hope another city picks it up. They said it'd be nice if it ran in Washington and that some members of Congress would plan a night out at the theater. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Denver.